Good afternoon, folks. Good to see the crowd here today. Very happy to be moderating this session. Some of you may have seen the formative research results session that we presented last year at the CDC HIV Prevention Conference. So this is a follow-up to that with actually the results from the pilot testing. Before we get started, I want to acknowledge all my PIs and their site staff on this project. This is really a great group of people to work with. It was very pleasant. It's not often that case with a group of very talented PIs, but this is a great group to work with, and their staffs were great as well. And I'd like to thank our CDC staff, Manaz Terania, Ilya Tablinski, Wayne Johnson, David Purcell, and Donna Hubbard McCree as well. So just as a little bit of background, MSM still dominate the HIV epidemic in the U.S. As many of you probably know, meth is consistently linked with sexual risk for MSM, as well as STDs. Within that, there's a socio-sexual context of meth use among MSM, such that that's contributed by meth being a long-lasting stimulant that can lead to sexual disinhibition, enhanced physical stimulation, a sense of heightened emotional intimacy. So CDC Division of HIV AIDS Prevention had a program, an announcement, 06007, that came out in 2006 as a response to the lack for non-treatment-based interventions to sexual risk reduction for meth users. And this came out specifically as a recommendation from the 2005 CDC meth consultation, which was published in Public Health Reports in 2006, if you're interested. And so this was a direct extension from those recommendations. It's what we call internally a phase one project, which consists of formative research and pilot testing. Entails shorter timelines. This one was a three-year study with smaller samples so that you can move, you know, fairly quickly with things. Multiple sites, each having an independent intervention, so you're able to test out, you know, four different interventions rather than sort of one, put all your eggs in one common intervention basket. But with the advantage of having a common assessment so that we could look at combined baseline epi analyses and things like that as well. It also, this approach also allows for identifying potential interventions based on preliminary results, basically being a pilot, and also provide a basis for future funding applications from either CDC or NIH or other funding sources. So this set of four projects that we're going to be presenting today has a set of minimum criteria that's common across all four sites. Each site has something in addition to these, which they'll explain later. But the minimum criteria for eligibility was meth use in the past 2 months, unprotected anal sex with a non-primary male partner in the past 2 months, not currently seeking drug treatment, not newly diagnosed HIV within the last 6 months, and they had to have been age 18 or older, identify as male, speak English, and didn't have a plan to move away from the area during the course of the study. So this is the outline of presentations today. In addition to our four presenters, at the end, Salam Siman will be presenting on the center's current integrated efforts, programs, and services for drug users. It's a nice venue to be able to sort of talk about what the center's doing beyond this particular project. And so what I think I'll do is go ahead and introduce everybody now, and then we can just go from session to session after that. So our first presenter today is Dr. Kathy Reback. She's with Friends Research and UCLA in Los Angeles. And the title of her presentation is Text Messaging Intervention for Meth Using MSM in Los Angeles. Our second speaker is Dr. Alwin Wu from Columbia. His intervention was for meth-using African-American MSM couples in New York. Dr. Bill Zuhl from RTI in North Carolina. His intervention was brief counseling for meth-using MSM in the South, in smaller cities in North Carolina. And then Dr. Richard Garfein from UC San Diego tested a toolbox intervention for MSM based on HIV status, so both positives and negatives, and injection versus non-injection meth use. So sort of a toolbox approach we'll explain to you. And then lastly, as I mentioned, Dr. Siman will be giving a brief overview of CDC's initiative for integrative prevention services for drug users. And so why don't we start with Kathy?